Good morning, world. Good afternoon, good evening, and good night to you. Wherever you're listening to me from, big up yourself. You know, welcome back to another episode on TB Podcast. This is episode 70, and if you're following, you'd realize that, you know, I'm almost at 100 and I'm so happy. I couldn't do this without you guys, so thank you. If you are new here, thank you for joining my space. My name is Chantal McIntosh, Tosh-based podcast host. And if you're always here, big up yourself. You know how it go already. I really, really appreciate your continued support. Please remember, though, to download this and every other episode before you listen, and just to share it with somebody else. You know, whether it's a friend or family member, neighbor, anybody, just share it. So in today's conversation, you'll hear from Simone Scott Bartley. Now, she's a full-time nurse, a full-time student, and a business owner of Cush Edge. That's a boutique. And man, that's a lot. So in this interview, we pretty much discussed how she balances her time as a business owner, right? Mistakes learned and how to overcome setbacks in businesses or, you know, her business. So for her, three things that you need to know if you're thinking about having a business like hers, or probably just business in general, you know. And the first one is, nothing comes good overnight, so you must be patient, give it some time. And she gave an example of, you know, it's like when you just have a baby. The baby doesn't walk right away. You have to give the baby time, right? So the business is like that. Treat it like that. The second one is to go into a business that you love and continuously expand your knowledge. So just read and read some more. If you have to attend conferences or whatever it is that works in your field, just do that so you can, you know some more. And the third one is to take risks, right? Because you can't make money without taking risk. So if that's what you've been holding back on, just go ahead and just take risks, because you hear it from somebody who, you know, is running a successful business, and these are the things that she did. So she also said that to overcome setbacks, she had to allow her team to help when help was needed. So instead of thinking that she could do it independently, she had to step back at some point and allow her team to work. And that's really good. And I think that also speaks volume as it relates to collaboration and teamwork and so forth. Because there are a lot of people who are going around this place, in this world, in this life, you see, who think that they can do everything on their own. God go with them. Anyway, I really love when she said that, because I think it's profound. So listen to this episode to hear more as to how you can run a successful business despite your other your other task or other responsibilities in life. Stop dreaming and just go ahead and start. And of course, you can follow her on Instagram at Cush Edge Jamrock. I'm gonna put this in the notes section just in case you miss it. And there's a store that's located in Jamaica. And if you're not in Jamaica and you would like to shop from the store, she ships in other places, so you can definitely go on the website, which is cushedge.co. And like I said, I'll definitely drop this in the notes section so you can reach out and support. Anyway, listen to hear more.
Hi, this is Oshane Mays, and you're tuned into Tosh Base with Chantal.
All right, Talia, welcome to Tosh Base Podcast. Thank you for joining my space today. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Okay, awesome. So I want you to introduce yourself, of course, what you do and who you are, and, you know, tell us a little bit about your business.
Okay. Hi, my name is Simone Scott Bartley.
Why don't we just call it Talia then? Well, that's the name. Maybe I know. That's the name I know.
You know, of Talia. But yeah. Talia is actually my middle name.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
I'm Simone Scott Bartley.
Okay.
I'm a 28-year-old. I'm an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. I'm a full-time employee, a full-time student, and a wife.
Wow. You don't know, though. I had no idea, and I had no idea you were 28. All right, so I want you to tell us something interesting about yourself.
Well, I would say I'm a risk taker. Like that one time I went skydiving.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I would say that's what's interesting about me. I like to take risks, you know. Mm-hmm. I believe in order to see outcome, you need to take risks. You know, I'll put it all in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. All right, tell us a little bit about Cush Edge, because, you know, you're a full-time student, you are a full-time worker, plus you're also a business owner. So let us hear a little bit about Cush Edge, and tell us, how did you start it, and how did you come up with the name, you know, stuff like that.
Okay, so Cush Edge is a woman apparel boutique. We specialize in loungewear, cozy, comfy, basic but not basic, affordable clothing for all age groups and sizes.
Mm-hmm.
The name Cush Edge came about. So back in Jamaica, my nickname was Cush, right?
Oh.
And my best friend and I, yeah, we were like thinking of how we could plan a business name. You know, what I would name the business that I, you know, decided to start. And I'm thinking it's edgy and it's unique. So that's where Cush Edge came about.
I like it. So what inspired the business? So you told us what inspired the name and how you came up with the name. What inspired the business? Why a boutique? Why?
Okay. So while working and gaining experience in retail, I've always dreamt about having my own business and being my own boss, right? Okay. But in order to achieve this, I had to shift my mindset from the poor mentality. Mm-hmm. And when I say poor, this meant I had to stop passing over opportunity repeatedly. You know, so this inspired me to never be poor again. And I've utilized every opportunity that came within my path, some which encouraged me to start my business, Cush Edge, as a full-time employee and a full-time student.
Wow. That's a lot. So how do you balance business and school? Because full-time school, full-time working, plus full-time boss, like how do you do that?
Yeah, it's hard. Balancing school and having a business is very tricky. Sometimes it can be even challenging, you know, but I knew what I wanted. I knew what I wanted, and I wanted to create a brand that would fulfill and maintain its brand promise to consumer. So I had to be a nurse, you know? So balancing both, I had to give both 100% of me.
What are three things that the listeners who are interested in probably starting a business like yours, what are three things that they need to know?
Okay, so first thing, nothing good comes overnight. There's nothing known as overnight success. You know, you gotta be patient, and you gotta allow your business to like grow. It's like a baby. You know, imagine your business as a baby. The baby doesn't walk in like as instant as the baby is born. You know, so you gotta give it time. Secondly, I would say go in something that you love and continuously improving your knowledge in that area, right? And take risks. You cannot make money if you do not invest money. You got to invest money to make money. So those are the three points I'll tell the listeners.
So how did you go about starting Cush Edge, seeing that you're all the way here in the US and then you have the business in Jamaica? How did you go about the logistics and everything?
Well, I gather a team first. I ensure that I invest in a team in Jamaica, because I knew that I wanted my platform to be in Jamaica, So I knew that I had to have a team in Jamaica. I would get the items and the products from the US, but all the footwork is happening in Jamaica. So I had to gather a team. So my team, along with myself, you know, coordinate and make it happen in Jamaica, basically.
Okay. And what's an example? Because we know that sometimes, you know, taking risk or just having businesses in general, sometimes you come upon some little roadblocks. So let us hear an example of a mistake or probably a failure that you experienced, and what did you learn from it throughout this process?
It goes back to my team, and you're okay. Gonna hear this a lot, but I was a type of person, I love control. I like to be in control all of mm-hmm. the time, you know? Mm-hmm. And I had to, you know, accept that I needed help whenever my business needed help, you know, allowing my team to help when help was needed. So that's one mistake that I had made, you know, thinking that I didn't need help and I could do it on my own, you know, but realizing that this is the reality. You need others, you know, in order to make your business grow.
Okay. All right. So you just pretty much just decided that one day, okay, you're just going to let go and just let them, like, how did you walk yourself through that process to get to where you are now?
Well, no, I didn't just decide that I'm going to let mm-hmm. go and let them do it. I'm mm-hmm. still like we'll have board meetings and stuff. Okay. You know, if, for example, we work off calendars. You know, if we're going to have a sale, when is the peak rush for, you know, customers to buy, and when is the slow time, right? Mm-hmm. Normally, I used to just wing everything without watching my numbers and stuff. And that's mm-hmm. when my accountant came in place, you know, and she'll mm-hmm. tell me, okay, Talia, you need to reduce product, you know, in this time because it's a slow time and stuff like that. So gradually, I let go, but I didn't just let go at once.
Okay. All right. And how do you overcome, let's say, setbacks, like when you have, for example, you just mentioned once, let's say you probably ordered too many stuff at a time, you know, and then as you say, it's a slow period and whatever. How do you get through that process?
Okay, so this is fresh because we're in August, the month before. So that was a slow period, right? And I had mm-hmm. a bunch of inventory, you mm-hmm. know, and we're moving into a different season, which is August, and those are summer stuff. But I had like winter stuff and stuff stuck in the store. So what we had to do was we had to plan market. We had to run Facebook ads. We had to run Instagram ads and do sales to push those inventory out. You know, we had to involve other marketing strategy into the business so that those items are not stuck on us. So that was one thing I did to overcome that obstacle. But I believe that in every business, there's, you know, mm-hmm. setbacks. But mm-hmm. there's four things that I take into consideration whenever my business has a setback. Mm-hmm. First, you need to acknowledge and accept that mm-hmm. there's an obstacle. You know, whether mm-hmm. this includes crying, venting, it doesn't matter, you know. Mm-hmm. And secondly, put it into consideration. Mm-hmm. Do not dwell on it. Use this effort to find out what went wrong and how okay. you can fix it. And mm-hmm. embrace it. Use it as a learning process because this will make your business stronger.
Mm-hmm. And how long have you been in business, so to speak?
We've been in business from 2015, which we operated online.
Oh, really? Oh,
wow. Yes. But since 2020, we've opened our storefront.
Nice. And have you seen a difference with when it was merely online and now having it like a physical store?
A huge difference. You know, sales are up, you know, because mm-hmm. you have, if you can get out to the foot traffic, mm-hmm. then you once you go ahead and you create brand awareness, you mm-hmm. know, and you let consumer know that, you know, this is Kush Edge and where we're located, what we do, what we sell, you mm-hmm. will see customers coming in. So I mm-hmm. did, and a lot of persons, they're not tech savvy. So mm-hmm. having a storefront really benefit those customers.
True. Okay. And what can the listeners do if they want to start a business opportunity like yours? I know you said make sure that you want to take a risk. Well, what else would you say that they need to do to get into this venture?
Make sure it's something that you love, because Simi and come live with me are two different things, and it goes the same for business. You know, seeing a business and wanting a business is not easy. So make sure that you love whatever business that you're going to go into. Make sure you have a passion for it. Mm-hmm. Secondly, make a business plan, create a business plan. You know, do not wing everything. Create a business plan, register your business. It's always good to register your business. Make sure that that business is legal. And fund that business and start the business. You know, do not wait. Start the business.
Lovely. And how can the listeners find you or get in contact with you? If, you know, maybe they have further questions, maybe they want to join your team, maybe they want to, you know, reach out. How?
Okay, so you can always email us at cushedgeunique@gmail.com. You can find us on Instagram at cushedgejamrock. You can find us on Facebook at cushedgeunique, or you can call or WhatsApp us at 876-586-0400.
Okay. All right. And I love to end on my podcast with affirmations. So I don't know if you wanted to add anything else. Was there something else that you wanted to add that I didn't ask before I get to the affirmation?
No, I think we've covered everything. But if you do have any questions, you can reach out.
Okay. All right. So let's hear your I am. What is your I am for this week, the coming week, the month, whichever? I don't know how you do it, but let's hear it.
Well, my I am is I am possible.
Nice. I like that. That's I mean, it sounds simple, but it's good affirmation, because when you tell yourself that, it means that you go for everything. And it really sounds like somebody who take risk. That's lovely. Thank you so much for sharing on Toshbase Podcast. And I really hope that listeners will find it useful. You know, they will reach out, or, you know, they would get to know more about the store. Because you still do online, right?
Yes, we do. We're still online. So you can find us at cushedge.co. That's cool. Cushedge.co.
Okay. So wherever they are in the world, they can still shop online. And if they're in Jamaica, they can go to the store.
Yes. Yes,
love it. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Alrighty. All right. So if you made it this far, then you are one of my favorite humans. I'd also like to think that you enjoyed this episode. So do me a favor, no? And rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast so you can be one of the first to be notified when a new episode is available. Also, tell a friend to tell a friend and grow with us. I hope something resonates with you from this episode so you can use it to your advantage and keep going. Blessings, always.